Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'll make a statement, and after that, you're free to ask me any questions. I would like to begin with an expression of my warmest gratitude and thanks to the people of Pakistan for reposing their confidence in me once again. I am beholden to them. Throughout my political career, the people of my country have been very kind and generous to me. They have reposed great confidence in me on numerous occasions. And I do not think that I have failed them. I have tried to promote their interests. I have tried to emancipate them from feudal bondage. I have tried to change the economic and social structure of our country. And when the country was divided asunder in December 1971, I was called upon by the people of Pakistan to repair the damage, to put things right again. At that time, there was a great deal of despair. We had absolutely nothing. We had no constitution. We didn't have any political framework. Our economy was chaotic. And in the field of foreign affairs, we had very few friends, very few countries who appreciated or understood our difficulties. But above all, there was a great deal of sense of despair and demoralization. I took up the challenge then, and in the last 5 years, appreciable progress has been made. A great deal of progress has been made in strengthening the national tissues, in giving a constitution to the country, in sorting out the economy, in spite of the international economic situation and other hazards, in giving a political direction to the nation, in resolving many complex and seemingly irresolvable problems, and in giving a lead to the people to step into the 20th century in the real sense of the word. This has not been a simple undertaking. There have been forces who have resisted this. There have been forces who are deeply entrenched, who do not like these trends and developments. But on the whole, the people, the common man, the people living in the villages, they have seen the benefits of the reforms. In 5 years, we've had two massive land reforms. We have given a great deal of benefit to the tiller of the soil. We have undertaken many reforms in the field of labor. Organized labor has seen the benefits of our reforms. We have done a great deal of work in the emancipation of the people from feudal bondage by abolishing the Sardari system we have brought the women folk in the mainstream of our national life. And I believe that, speaking objectively, and I'm trying to be as objective as possible, if all these contributions are weighed in the balance, you will find that there is a natural appreciation for them among the cross-section of the people. I had also promised the country elections, and I have given the country these elections. I again say that I am deeply grateful to the people of Pakistan for the overwhelming verdict they have given to me and to my party and to my government for continuity, for proceeding ahead with the program that we have given them, for proceeding ahead with the message and the mission which we have defined for our country. I am beholden to all our people, for everyone who has voted for us. I am particularly beholden in the context of these developments to the people of the Punjab. And not only am I beholden to those who have voted for us, but I have a feeling of understanding for those who have opposed us, and opposed us vigorously. Not only vigorously, but if you would permit me to say so, rather unethically, even taken in the context of elections. Ours is not the only country in the world which has elections. However, we have tried to remain within the norms of democratic conduct and democratic behavior. I do not think that some of the people in the opposition have done that. Well, if that's their style and if that's their concept of democracy, it is for them to proceed on those lines. But on the whole, we have stuck to issues. We have stuck to matters that concern the people, their welfare, their well-being, their economic progress, their social problems, their problems of education, the problems of modernization. This has been our attitude in the elections, positive and constructive. And on the whole, the people have adjudged correctly. I never expected this contest to be a runaway affair. One of you sitting here met me in Karachi on the 29th of last month of January, and I said consciously two or three times that if I am re-elected, I intend to proceed on the following lines. And he asked me, why do you say that? Now, I did not have any doubts that the people would give a massive verdict in my favor. I knew that the people of Pakistan would give a massive verdict in favor of my party. But at the same time, I anticipated a great deal of commotion and a great deal of activity and a great deal of sort of energy and a great deal of kicking of the dust I anticipated it because we were having elections for the first time in this country in 30 years under a political government, under a civilian government. Secondly, in an underdeveloped country, there are so many problems. So many problems add up. We are not really underdeveloped countries. In the present dispensation, we are non-developed countries. The expression underdeveloped countries is an act of kindness by the industrialized states, which they use for us. We are a non-developed country. We cannot develop under the present dispensation. That's why we want to have a new international economic order, because without a new international economic order, it's going to be very difficult for any government in Asia and Africa and some parts of Latin America to break through the rut of poverty and break through the present stagnation. Terms of trade work against underdeveloped countries, the economic forces work against them, the rise in population, the problems of education, the problems of development, problems of employment, all these things accumulate and they add up. And these are the kind of negative factors which go to the side of an opposition to authority or opposition to government in a given situation. And a great deal of storm is created over these matters initially. And people take up these problems. And they try to exploit these problems. And why not? That's understandable. That is understandable. To exploit such problems, that's a part of the political process. And naturally, therefore, factors are all the time operating against the conditions of society. So from that point of view, you will find people wanting to listen to the other side, wanting to hear what they have to say, going to their rallies, joining their processions. But this is not an indicator of their final choice when it comes to the decision relating to the charge of the national destiny. In that situation, they take a deeper look and they make a deeper analysis when they go to take that decision. And I had no doubt in my mind at all that this would be the decision that the people of Pakistan will take after all the hullabaloo and the sensation and the excitement of speeches, juicy speeches, impractical speeches and other things and all are heard. So when the day is done, I was quite confident, I knew that the people looking into the past, right from the time that I've been in their service, comparing what we have to offer and what they did not have to offer, looking at what we stand for and appraising what they do not stand for, that the choice they would exercise would be in favor of the Pakistan People's Party. Now, this is my brief statement. It's not all that brief, but I am here to answer your questions to your fullest satisfaction for as long as you like, because some of you have come from different countries and you've been here for quite some time and problems are undoubtedly agitating your minds, and I would therefore like to have a full session with you on this.